abdomen. The aorta passes behind the median artery and the ligament. Is it true or false? True. It's true. Number two, why should wear glasses? Okay? Like while I am spinning. Now, so here. Okay, number two, the cardiac inhibition and vasoconstriction of the coronary arteries is the function of the sympathetic nervous system. True or false? False. What is it a function of? The parasympathetic. Number three, in quiet respiration, the lungs do not fill what spaces of the pleural cavity? What spaces? Left and right. Left and right. Costodiaphragmatic and costomediastinum. So there are three. There are three places. Okay. Number four, what arteries supply blood to the lung tissue for its nutrients? Bronchial.
Right.
Number five, bronchogenic carcinoma. Very simple, isn't it? Very Alison Mukhege says, why are you even asking us these things? Number five, bronchogenic carcinoma of which lung hilum? Is the left. Okay, good. In pericardial effusion, you know, these things can help one first year student a while ago, 5 years, 6 years ago. You know, they figured out, after I've been reading about this thing, you know, one of them had a lesion, you know, that was affecting her voice. And that's how she went, you know, to the hospital. You know, even before completing, you know, the second quarter, the end of the first quarter. Okay, so, number six, in pericardial effusion, the fluid accumulation occurs in what location? What location? Pericardial cavity. Number seven, what forms the right margin of the heart? The right atrium. Number eight. Those of you who are at the back, there have been some sighing going on, deep sighing in front. That's why we laughed, okay? Number eight, what is the location of the AV node? AV node. Deep to the endocardium in the interatrial septum or in the right atrium, next to or proximal to the coronary sinus opening.
You have a small box with
you've
two
seen
words.
The heart.
How am I supposed to put all that in there?
Heart you have seen. Not at all, but you've seen the cadaver heart.
It's not labeled.
And I have joked with you the other day when I was doing the heart. I said, you can see it. And, you know, if you imagine you can see it, you can see it. Remember?
Because it's wrong where it was.
Anyway, number nine, what common pathological condition the mediastinum can cause deviation of the carina to the left or right? Tumor or mass in the mediastinum. Inflammation, infection, I won't accept. Number 10, what structures are included in the impulse conducting system of the heart? The two nodes, SA node, AV node, AV bundle of His, the right and left bundle branches, subendocardial Purkinje fibers, and internodal pathways. All of these together come to 6 points, and so therefore I have given 3 marks for that. What is the directional relationship of esophagus to the trachea? Where is the esophagus located in relation to the trachea? Posterior to it. And see how the basic information that you learned in the first week, in the first quarter, is still coming handy. Directional relationship. And number 12, the right and left brachiocephalic veins form the superior vena cava. Now, some people had a little bit of a problem with that dash being there. But then, the dash and the next word is form. So in other words, you say, asking what is forming? What is forming the superior vena cava? Because the next word is, you know, dash is the location, was not the question. The question was the dash form the superior vena cava. esophagus being drains into our structure. SVC, the superior vena cava. Number 14, the dash spinal roots give rise to the lesser splanchnic nerves. Which spinal roots? G10 and T11. Number 15, what's the function of the septomarginal band? To conduct impulses from the right bundle branch, to the papillary muscle. It is important, the papillary muscle is important, right bundle branch is important. So those two words have to be there. Right bundle branch to the papillary muscle. I mean, I could have been more sticky about it and ask, can I say that the anterior papillary muscle? I didn't say that. Now, number 16, the dash initiates or generates the impulses for contractions. What initiates? The SI node. Number 17, where would you place the stethoscope for listening to the pulmonary bulb? You have to tell me the answer. At the median end of the left second intercostal space. Remember my calling it and remember my going on, remember my saying I will not accept anything else, because that is what is your bread and butter. That is an important information a physician has to have. I mean, the other day I was in my physician's office. There are three naturopathic physicians practicing in the same office. All three of them I taught. All three of them. I was surprised to see one came back from, Colorado or someplace. I remembered him. So they are all practicing there right along with other people. Right here in Kirkland. Three of them. I know only one was there, but the other day when I went for antibiotics, I saw three of them. I was so happy to see three of them. But you know what? Right along with that, if my doctor was not there, I would have walked into one of their offices and seen them. And then if you don't know where you're putting the stethoscope, I don't think I'd be happy. And so, all right, so let's move on to, now we are done with the thorax. Now I know the coloring packet has, been finished, and two things. Why I did not take too many, because I always have leftovers, and I want to be kind to the trees. See here, leftovers from mediastinum. So I'm asking the class, if you don't need this packet, if you have two, or if you have it from Lyme, because if you have printed out the supplement and not from Lyme, then give it to those people who need, want it. Okay? And so I see one is going up in there. Two have gone up, and three have gone up, and so please give it to those who need it, and then after receiving it, if you still want, I know how many people more want a packet. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I'll take 4 more copies, either during the break or probably I'll take.
There's extras.
Okay, then only 3 more I need. Thank you, Tazida. And so there's one more. Diane can take that. Okay, one more thing. And I need to apologize to you for something. No, you can keep it.
There's 2 more.
Oh, okay. All right. I have not been at work, so I'm not apologizing for that. What I'm apologizing for is that I haven't put a whole lot of outlines as I meant to. Today I'm going to sit and put a lot more outlines, because I want to go through them before. I don't want to just blindly put them. I just want to see what's going on, what's happening with your deception, you know, not in deception all the time, but I still like to explore with you what's happening with you in deception. Okay? Now, only if you want. And so let's move here. And did this go to sleep or something?
At least I can figure out a computer.
Simon, where are you?
He's coming.
Out and then goes back into the normal, right? But it's not even responding to that.